On July 4th, 2016, 40 Iranian terrorists were themselves injured in a terrorist attack on their camp in Iraq. So if a terrorist group is hit by an attack, are the attackers themselves necessarily terrorists? Camp Liberty, Iraq. In all my years as an intelligence analyst focusing on Iran, 2 decades in all, there was one group I had no time for. No matter what you think of the regime of the Ayatollahs, and I did not think highly of it, you did not have to see any and all opposition to it as a good thing. There were many brave Iranians who rose up at some risk to their own well-being to protest the acts of that theocratic government, and I tip my hat to them. Then there was the Mujahideen-e Khalq, or MEK, also known as the People's Mujahideen of Iran, PMOI, or the Mujahideen-e Khalq Organization, MKO. This bunch has been around since the waning days of the former Shah, one of many organizations of greater or lesser size which fought for something different. The MEK is best described as a Marxist-like cult, and it has revolved around the personages of the Rajavis, husband Masoud and wife Miriam, for decades. The MEK engaged in practices that can only be called fetishes. They separated men and women in their training camps and had partisans engage in confessions of their misdeeds. This person worship led to bizarre self-immolations 1 year in several Western capitals upon receipt of news that the Rajavis had been killed. Turned out it was not true news. This terrorist group, it was listed as such in Canada but delisted by the Harper government in 2012, was behind some catastrophic acts in Iran, especially in the early 1980s. That it was terrorist is not in question. It was a group with an ideology crafted in part around hero worship in the form of the Rajavis, and did use violence to try to oust the governments of the Ayatollahs. That, at least in my books, makes it terrorism. If it is at the hand, so what if a terrorist group suffers a violent attack? If it is at the hands of, a US drone, we call it counterterrorism. If the Taliban and Islamic State in Khorasan get into a dust-up in eastern Afghanistan, we call it a good day. Terrorists killing other terrorists. On this day in 2016, at least 40 MEK members were wounded in a rocket attack on one of their so-called camps named Camp Liberty near Baghdad's airport. Saddam Hussein had long given haven to them. The bombardment caused major destruction in the camp, including fires and deep craters. The group suspects that, quote, Iraqi groups affiliated with the Iranian government were responsible for the shelling. So terrorists get whacked, perhaps by terrorists affiliated with the very government the first terrorists are trying to kill. Is this then terrorism? Or is it maybe comeuppance?
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn, or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.